Welcome to the End-to-End ICO series, where you learn how to launch your own ICO straight from the experts.
Let's dig in a little more about the light paper and understand. Maybe some of you have heard that a light paper may not be needed, or some of you have a totally different, totally opposite opinion saying that a light paper is very much needed. So let's understand that a bit. Is a light paper really needed? Again, the response to that would usually be, it depends. But I'm of the opinion that a light paper is needed. You will always need abbreviated versions of documents, because you cannot unleash a 50 or a 60 page document for anybody that just has a few high level questions or hasn't yet explored completely, that you have to unleash a large document on them. So the answer to that is yes, I would personally say a light paper is needed. And the context around when you need it sometimes depends. Let's say you're still working on your idea or your hypothesis and you're doing a lot of research and you have high level info. Now that's a great time to write a light paper. It almost sounds like an outline, an executive summary that you would write and that you would detail out eventually. So there are many ways in which one could author a document. You could author various sections of them, bring it all together, and then write out an executive summary. You could write an executive summary and detail it out. People have various styles and various approaches to it. So the context where you need it is when you have a high-level understanding and it is going to take you a lot more time to dig in, put a lot of corroborating numbers and research and detail out your model to write out the larger paper. That's when you need a light paper. Or the other situation is where you want to get people interested. You have a white paper, but you're just testing the waters. You're sending out a teaser to someone to gauge their level of interest. So that's also the time you need a light paper. So the context varies, but is it needed? It's an emphatic yes. When does it come? Does it come before or after the white paper? Well, in terms of timing, it can be written at the same time as the white paper or before a white paper. It rarely comes after the white paper, because remember, as soon as you put out a white paper, you can write the light paper, which is an abbreviated version, or you can put out the light paper first and then put out the white paper, which is a much more detailed version of the light paper. And as we've discussed, the context totally varies, and that's exactly how you should treat it. And you can also put out your light paper on your website. While everybody puts out a white paper, you can put out a light paper on your website. And when you see serious interest in your white paper, that's in your light paper or in your concept, that's when you can actually send them a follow-on white paper, which will be much, much more detailed. We've already discussed how the light paper and the white paper are different. I'll leave you with this one last thing. Who is a light paper for? Well, a light paper is for anybody and everybody that is still evaluating you, evaluating your idea, evaluating your team. He just wants a few pieces of information that he or she is looking for. You know, it's just like what you do. You're checking someone out. You're getting some pieces of information. You're asking yourself these questions: Is this or that one worth my time? And that's the situation. So it's more of a initial teaser. And so for that person, it is where he or she is evaluating the opportunity at a high level. And for you, it's also a good opportunity for you to gauge their seriousness and their level of curiosity. Those are the times, and those are the situations a white paper becomes relevant. Who is it for? It could be for retail investors. It could be for institutional investors. It may or may not be for crypto geeks. We don't know. There are always people who tend to jump right in with a very detail-oriented approach. It's certainly not for them. You should save the white paper and send it out to those kind of folks. The audience could be anyone that's just looking for just enough amount of information before they are deciding should they engage with you. That's who the light paper is for. Hope that was helpful. If you have additional questions about it, drop us a line. This is Krishna at Kryptonites. Thanks, guys.
You like this episode? Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Google Podcast. Never miss an episode. subscribe at www.cryptonights.io. That's CRYPTOKNIGHTS.io.